This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Pfizer and its German partner will apply for emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for their coronavirus vaccine. AP's Tim McGuire has our story.
Pfizer will ask the FDA Friday for emergency approval of its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is likely to do the same in a few weeks. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says no corners are being cut.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
Even with approval, the vast majority of the hundreds of millions of doses won't be available until spring. The country is suffering through a surge now. California Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli.
Even though we have the hope of vaccine and the discussions about what lies ahead on that front, we have to take care of the urgency of the day.
The state is imposing a curfew through at least December 21st. I'm Tim McGuire.
Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs for COVID-19, leading to different treatment options for patients depending on where they live. Friday, a World Health Organization guidelines panel advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients. The WHO says there's no evidence the drug improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the U.S. and many other countries, the drug has been the standard of care because a study found it cut recovery time by about 5 days. The U.S. continues to top the list of countries with the most COVID-19 infections. It has 11.7 million cases, followed by India with 9 million infections and Brazil with almost 6 million. Mexico has become the fourth country to pass the 100,000 mark of coronavirus deaths. The Greek health ministry said the COVID-19 surge in the northern region of the country has forced them to take over two private clinics. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's chaotic bid to overturn the November 3rd election result was dealt another blow Friday when a recount confirmed he had lost Georgia, while the winner, President-elect Joe Biden, filled more jobs in his incoming U.S. administration. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says election challenges should be allowed to play out.
These are real claims. These individuals deserve to be heard. This was a system that had never been tried in American history, mass mail-out voting. It's one that we have identified as being particularly prone to fraud. So those claims deserve to be pursued.
Biden, a Democrat, is preparing to take office January 20th, but Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede. President Trump and his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, attended a virtual summit of Asia-Pacific leaders Friday to discuss the coronavirus crisis and global economic recovery amid lingering trade differences. The pair joined a meeting of the leaders of the 21-nation Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, hosted virtually by Malaysia just 2 weeks after President Trump lost his reelection bid. The death of a black man beaten by white security guards at a supermarket sparked outrage across Brazil Friday as it celebrated Black Consciousness Day. A video of Thursday night's incident captured on a witness's mobile phone was broadcast on social networks and Brazilian media. It shows a security guard repeatedly punching a 40-year-old man in the face and head while he's being restrained by another guard. The man lost consciousness during the assault and died as medics tried to revive him. Both security guards were arrested. German police have arrested a 41-year-old man on suspicion of cannibalism after they found a pile of bones stripped completely of flesh in a Berlin suburb. Berlin prosecutors said Friday they are, quote, investigating at full speed to shed light on the sexual murder with suspicion of a cannibalistic background, end quote. The man was arrested Wednesday in connection with the disappearance of a 44-year-old man in September. Police did not name the suspect, but a German newspaper said he was a high school math and chemistry teacher. Azerbaijan's defense ministry announced Friday its army units entered the Adam region as agreed upon in a ceasefire deal brokered by Russia last week to end the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. Agdam is the first of three territories outside the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave ceded by Armenian forces. And the Vatican has launched an investigation into how Pope Francis's Instagram account liked a raunchy photograph of a Brazilian bikini model with her bottom on display, an official said Friday. The naughty schoolgirl picture was given the thumbs up by the official Franciscus account last week. By remote, I'm here.